From the Heart, February 1. Holiness in the Lord. This is a hard saying. Who can understand it? Some professed followers of Christ may be inclined to say, as did the disciples at a certain time as they listened to the earnest truths which fell from the lips of the divine teacher, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it? Many may think that the way is made too straight. When we talk of self-denial and sacrifice for Christ's sake, they think we dwell too much on these points. You would prefer to hear us speak of the Christian's reward. We know that those who are faithful will inherit all things, but the great question with us should be, who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? Who shall be counted worthy to receive the exceeding great and precious reward that shall be given to the overcomers? Those who shall be partakers of Christ's sufferings will be sharers with him of his glory. Without holiness, the Word of God tells us, no one can see the Lord. Without purity of life, it is impossible for us to be fitted and prepared to dwell with the holy and sinless angels in a pure and holy heaven. No sin can be there. No impurity can enter the pearly gates of the golden city of God. And the question for us to settle is whether we will turn from all sin and comply with the conditions God has given us, that we may become his sons and daughters. Separation from the world he requires of us in order to become members of the royal family. We believe without a doubt that Christ is soon to come, and believing this, we feel a necessity upon us to plead with men and women to prepare for the coming of the Son of Man. We want you to be of that company that shall bow before the throne of God, crying, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. When you are all ready, having overcome your sins, having put away all your iniquity from you, you are in a condition to receive the finishing touch of immortality. It will not be safe for you to wait for a better time to come. It is while it is called today. If anyone will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. It is to listen today to the invitation of mercy. It is to yield your pride, your folly, your vanity, and make an entire surrender of your heart to God. Come to him with your talents and all the influence you have, and lay all these without reserve at the feet of him who died on Calvary's cross to redeem you.